Blog Talk Radio.
They don't know you like we do. There is power in your name. We've heard that there is no way through. We've heard the tide will never change. They haven't seen what you can do. There is power in your name. So much power in your name. Move the immovable. Break the unbreakable. God, we believe. God, we believe for it. From the impossible, we'll see a miracle. God, we believe. God, we believe for it. We know that hope is never lost. Oh, for there is still an empty grave. God, we believe no matter what. There is power in your name. So much power in your name. Move the
impossible. We believe in the miracles. Mind of anything that is caused confusion in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
You said, I believe. You said, it is done. You said,
you said it.
I believe.
I believe it.
You said,
you said it, Lord.
You say
just because you said it. For no other reason. What you have to do, you have to believe forever. You can't just believe every now and then. Some people have a certain time they believe and certain time they don't. Listen, brothers and sisters, you have to believe forever. Every hour, every minute, every, doesn't matter what it look like, you must believe. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We are so happy to have each and every one of you all. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I'm going to ask Pastor Bill if she'll give us that word of prayer. And I'm going to ask Evangelist Renee if she'll be so kind to give us a sandwich. And I'm going to ask if Evangelist Ursula is available. She'll read out the New Testament. Okay, Pastor Bill.
Amen. Well, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Pastor, for that song. Amen, amen. It's all about believing and believing
yes.
in the Word of God. Amen. And I have to thank each and everyone for all of your prayers on yesterday. We're so thankful for your prayers. They help us to get
You're
through
welcome.
Today. So praise God. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from St. John, the 11th chapter, verses 25 and 26. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever believeth and whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word today, Father God. We thank you for this broadcast and for the listeners and all those who participate. We're thanking you, Father God, for just the word coming alive in our lives, that we will stand on this word, that we will believe the word of God as Pastor continues to teach this word. Father God, we bind up anything and everything to try to come up against this broadcast, against the listeners, those that are listening by internet as well, Father God. Lord, we just know that you are in control, and we want your word to be alive in our lives, and then we want to live according to the word of God. Lord, bless all those that asks us to keep them in prayer, be with those that are going through, be with the bereaved families, Father God, and may we always go to the Word of God and meditate on that Word and allow you, Lord, to guide us into all truth. Father God, we want to just give you thanks today for all things. In Christ Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Today that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it.
Yes, amen. Yes.
First piece of bread will be 1 John 5:14. And we are confident that he hears us whenever we ask for anything.
Yes.
Him. Amen.
Amen.
And the next one will be the next one will be piece of bread will be Hebrews 10:24. Motivate one another to acts of love and good works.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Inside our sandwich, we're going to put, by his stripes we are healed. We are more than happy. We can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens us. And our God is good all the time. And all the time, he is good. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much,
amen.
Evangelist Renee. Listen, brother and sister, I'm going to tell you this. If when you pray, either you believe or don't pray.
Amen.
I know everybody can't get to that, but it's pointless. If you're not going to believe it, why you pray? And if you're going to pray, then believe.
All right. Amen. Real
simple
amen.
To me. See, this is about believing. And we've been talking about believing in the resurrection. One of the things you have to believe is that God has redeemed you. Yeah.
Yeah.
God has redeemed you from the curse of the law. He redeemed us from death.
Yeah.
That's what redeemed really means. It means to save.
Mm-hmm.
Well, amen. Pastor, she read one of the scriptures I was going to comment on. It had been our foundational scripture. But let's go with Revelation 1:18. Revelation 1:18. I'm going to try to go slow. I want everybody to kind of follow where we're at. We're talking about the mystery that is in Christ Jesus. There's a mystery there. There's something people don't quite get. They don't understand. That's the mystery. Mm-hmm. But aren't you glad we understand? We understand it.
Yeah.
Because the Bible says that's who he gave it to. He gave it to us people to understand. Listen.
Yeah.
That's what he did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You want to read Revelation 1:18, Evangelist Ursula? Oh, I lost her. Okay. All right. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death.
Amen. Send a message, Bible. See these keys in my hand, they open and lock death's doors. They open and lock hell's gates. Amen.
So notice, Christ looks upon death as a sleep. Interesting. Absolutely, death knows no weakness.
Mm-hmm.
But through Christ, all who have fallen under the power of death will rise, some to life, everlasting, I should say, and some to death, to everlasting death. But at one point or another, we all are going to have to stand before the judgment. I want to make this about clear as I know how to make it. Brothers and sisters, if you believe now, Jesus said, the scripture she just read out of John 11, 25, 20, I think she read 25, 26, somewhere up in there. But Jesus says, I am he that liveth. See, he's not dead. He has been resurrected. And you have been resurrected if you're part of that. I am he that liveth, and he was dead. And behold, I'm alive forevermore. I believe that.
Yeah.
And if you believe in that, he said, you'll never die.
Amen.
Well, I'm going to show you this. John 14, 14 and 15. I was talking about the Redeemer a while ago. I thought about what Job said. For I know that my Redeemer liveth. Whew, that's awesome, man. Job recognized that Christ liveth.
Amen.
You know, Christ is the Redeemer of all. But in the book of John, what did I say, Job? Job 14.
John.
I meant Job. I'm sorry. Because you had did John 11, 25. Okay, so in the book of Job, he says, if a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. Thou shalt call, and I will answer thee. Thou wilt have a desire to that the work of thine hand.
Okay. I'm from the next Bible. Okay. Just bear with me here. They have it all together.
Hallelujah.
All right. Why don't you just, let me start below here. Put that, don't leave me there. Okay, if we humans die, will we live again? That's my question. All through these difficult days, I keep hoping, waiting for the final change, for resurrection. Homesick with longing for the creature you made, you'll call and I'll answer. You'll watch over every step I take. Amen.
Now, amen. I want to confirm something, because Job did say, for I know that my Redeemer liveth. Redeemed from what? From what? From death, people. From the sleep. He saved you from that sleep. He called death, if you'll notice, Christ looked upon death as a sleep. Remember over there in the book of John, Jesus told him, said, oh, he just sleeps.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And they didn't understand when he said they're asleep. They said, well, Lord, he'd do well if he sleep. So finally Jesus said, okay, let me go to your level. He's dead. But he called death sleep. That's what we got redeemed from. The Bible says, for as me, I will behold thy face in the righteousness, and I will be satisfied when I awake. Till you awake from that sleep. In 1 Corinthians 15, you got to know what we think death is not death. It's a sleep. So we've been resurrected to never die again. Our spirit man has been resurrected. Once you go in the grave, or like people say, the liquid baptism, once your spirit have experienced that type of carrying on, for a better way of saying it, once your spirit have died and the old man, then you began to put on the new man, which is created after Christ. And let's see. In 1 Corinthians 15, 51, it says this. Behold, I show you a mystery. It's a mystery. Don't forget what a mystery is now. Everybody don't understand mystery. Some folks do. Some people don't. Everybody don't understand. Everybody don't get it. But it's a mystery. It doesn't mean that it's something you can't understand. Because if you don't, Jesus had to tell them in parables. For those that didn't understand the spiritual thing, you have to talk to them in spiritual. I hope everybody here, God's able to talk to you, you know, one-on-one without parables. He give it to you straight. I'm believing that for you right now. But he said, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but as we shall all be changed. Now, I don't know when your change is going to take place.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Cooke made a record. Y'all probably don't know Sam Cooke. Probably a little bit for your time. But he knew a change was going to come. But listen, he thought when he get over there. But the change needs to take place now.
Amen.
You have to change now. Your spirit man have to die, and you have to be resurrected so you can be part of Christ now.
Mm-hmm.
Not talk about it, but be about it.
Amen.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. Brothers and sisters, we're living in the last days. The last trumpet have already sound. The trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be risen. See, the people that are asleep, we all not going to be asleep. Some of us are going to be raised. And we're going to put on that incorruptible. We shall be changed. I know folks think this is a funeral sermon, and theoretically it is, because your old man dying. But they use it as when somebody done left here. No, this needs to be preached now. Your corruptible should put on the incorruptible, which is the word of God.
Yeah.
Your corruptible spirit, I'll just be real plain with you so you'll understand the mystery. Your corruptible spirit shall put on the incorruptible spirit, which is the word of God. How I know that? When you read 1 Peter, it said being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God. And that's what has to happen here. It doesn't happen over there, man. It happened here. Got to put this stuff on here. You're getting ready to go out of space. If that's a better way of getting your understanding. You're getting ready to leave here, and you got to be ready for that atmosphere, different situation.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, read that passage to the 53rd verse.
Amen. From the Message Bible. But let me tell you something wonderful, a mystery I'll probably never fully understand. We're not all going to die, but we are all going to be changed. You hear a blast to end all blasts from a trumpet, and in the time that you look up and blink your eyes, it's over. On single from that trumpet from heaven, the dead will be up and out of their graves, beyond the reach of death, never to die again. At that moment and in that same way, we'll all be changed. In the resurrection scheme of things, this has to happen. Everything perishable taken off the shelves and replaced by the imperishable. This mortal replaced by immortal. Immortal? Well, yes. Let me read that again. This has to happen. Everything perishable taken off the shelf and replaced by the imperishable. This mortal replaced by immortal. Amen. Then the same will come true. Amen.
Yes. See, Christ and his resurrection, there is hope. Jesus says, I am the resurrection. Stop looking at this as something going to happen. The resurrection have already taken place.
Praise
if
God.
It had,
praise.
And the scripture says this, I'm sure this in a moment, because if it hadn't, you're still in your sin. If Christ didn't raise from the dead, you're still in your sin. And you can't pay for it on the other side. That's a fact. You got to pay for
Amen.
It on the other side. Jesus said, I am the resurrection, and he and the life. I'm the resurrection and the life. I'm the resurrection mm-hmm. and the life.
Yes.
He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever, that's you now, I'm talking to you, and you. He said, whosoever shall liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Never ever
die.
So that has to happen here, brothers and sisters. If you then be risen with Christ, let me tell you, brothers, let me give you a fact. This is a sure enough fact. Because Paul said it based on the Christian hope. He said, now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, and some among you that there is no resurrection, and what they say, there is no resurrection of the dead, but if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching in vain. What?
Mm.
And your faith is also in vain. Now, I see why people believe in Muslim. I mean, I see why all this, because they don't have no faith in the word of God. This stuff is in vain. He said, yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, who he raised not, if so be that the dead raise not, for if there is dead raise not, then is not Christ raised? And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins. Sin still exists. All of that he did was pointless. Them laying him down like a lamb, nailing him to the cross, picking him up like a priest, had him high and dropped him in a 3-foot hole, his body and his skin ripped apart. All of that was in vain. Pierced him in the side. All of that. And then all the prophecy is in vain. They that mm-hmm. are also are falling asleep in Christ are perishing. Listen. If this is, now according to the scripture now, if there is no resurrection, then there is no hope. And hope in Christ, you're going to only now, if your hope is in this life only, you're going to be of all men's most miserable.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You're going to be miserable because there's no salvation for you. There's no hope unless you believe in the resurrection. If all you believe in is attending the church and that's good enough, you have no hope. I hate to say that to you, but you need to know the truth today.
Amen.
You need to declare that every word of God is true and let every man be a liar. We preach the resurrection of Christ. If you then be risen with Christ, that's why you have to ask yourself that question. Have I been risen with Christ? Brother Greg said yesterday on the broadcast, he said yesterday some things that really touched me. And one of them was how he had been sharing the word of God with people. And guess what? They didn't believe him.
Have mercy.
He was telling them about the resurrection. They didn't want to believe him.
Have mercy.
My God. But anyway. We have these facts, brothers and sisters, based on our hope in Christ. We are new creatures.
Yeah.
Old things passed away. Behold, all things become new. Okay, we're going to take a minute or two. Anyone have any questions concerning the message or anything you want to share? Now is the time to go for it.
Amen, amen. I just want to say yesterday I had listened to the broadcast from yesterday is what I'm saying. And, yes, I, too, enjoyed Brother Greg's testimony. And, you know, I just want to encourage him and others to just continue. Don't let that discourage you because others don't believe it or they don't want to receive that word. And Pastor teaches the word, and then we can go back and listen to the word, and plus we can read the word, and then we can meditate on the word. And so, it's, you know, I was moved by what he said also. And, you know, a lot of times we have to change our friends because the people we're trying to share the word with, they don't want to hear it. But continue on sharing God's word and allowing God to use you wherever you are and whoever you are. And thank you, Pastor, for always being diligent in the word and making sure we have scripture to back up what you're teaching. And thank God.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Pastor, for the comment. Anyone else? Anyone else like to have a comment?
I'd like to say that I really enjoy the teaching from Pastor Beasley and Pastor Bell. I love it because you make it where the common person can understand, and it's the truth. It ain't no garbage, as my pastor would say. It's the truth. You can follow it in the word. He give you the scripture where if you're not quite sure, you can open up your Bible and read it for yourself. And like Pastor Bell said, just meditate on the word, and the Lord will open up your mind that you will understand it. And I just love the broadcast. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. Thank you all.
Amen. You know, there was two thoughts I got, because I think somebody else would really want to say something, and we're going to spend a couple of minutes waiting on them. But two things I want to drop on you, brothers and sisters. Trusting God means looking beyond what the optical nerve sees.
All right.
Okay?
Amen.
Trusting God is looking at that word and say, yeah, I believe it, Lord. I don't understand it. I'm going to act on it.
Yeah.
I don't understand walking on the water, but hey, you said come, I'm coming.
All right.
Overalls and all. Snowsuits and all. Because I was in Akron, Ohio, boots and all. Yeah.
All right.
Overcoat and all. I'm coming. If you said come, I'm coming. Yeah. That's what believing is.
Yeah.
And I understand there's some dark moments, but they don't last.
Amen.
Yeah, you'll get shaky for a moment, but don't look at the shakiness. Look at the deliverer.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
See, two things I want to make before I go forward, and that is, God does not require us to understand his will. Really, just obey it, even if it seems unreasonable. I don't know why that stays in my spirit.
Yeah.
But I always think about Evangelist Renee. To everybody else, that's unreasonable. Honey, go and cut that thing off. You're not using common sense. Cut it off. She said, no, by his stripes, I'm healed. Well, every time I say that, chill bump goes down my body. I'm telling you. I ain't cutting jack. God's word said, by his stripes, I'm healed. It's up to him to make it happen. I'm going to speak it.
Amen. Yeah.
I get on here every day and talk about something in that message that Evangelist Renee had. I can speak on it. By his stripes, I'm healed. I'm healed mentally. Yeah. I'm healed physically. I'm healed. I ain't looking
Hallelujah.
At the flesh. Nobody can look at her foot in the natural.
Say that.
And not see natural. So you have to look at her foot. You have to look at it now because it's gone. It went bye-bye.
Amen.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That ugly thing. God turned ashes into beauty. Okay, I can preach about her foot every day. For the next 365 days, I guarantee I can say something about her foot. Those foot was ashes. God turned that from ashes to beauty. Look at it now.
Yeah.
A thing to behold.
Yes.
And
Amen.
The picture won't tell it all. The picture won't tell the pains that she receives. The agony. The picture won't tell it all.
That's right. Say that now.
I saw that foot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was not a beauty to behold. I said it was ugly. I hope I ain't hurt nobody's feeling, but I'm telling you what I saw. Ooh, honey, how can you know you ought to cut that thing off. She said, nah. She said, by his stripes, I'm healed. She got
That's
people
right.
passing by her. I don't know everybody that said it, but everybody that looked in the natural, I'm just saying everybody I know looked in the natural. Said, nah, that ain't nothing going on. Because it was in the natural.
Mm-hmm.
But the moment you jump in the spirit, that's when you jump in the word of God. Because the Bible says his word, they are spirit and they are life. So that life came to it because she spoke it.
Yes, amen.
She spoke the word.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's why when she give a sandwich, brothers and sisters, it better be like E.F. Hutton. You better listen. Because I don't know what she bringing, but she's bringing something.
Mm-hmm.
But I thank God for his word. That's what I'm really saying. I thank God for his word, brothers and sisters. It's awesome.
It is.
It's
Amen.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyone else?
Amen, amen.
See, somebody hung up. Okay. Well, hey, you know what? I don't expect, I'm being honest with you, I don't expect everybody to believe this stuff. I do all I can to believe it. I got to preach it. But if I don't preach it, then Christ, everything God ever taught us about the resurrection is going to be in vain.
Uh-huh. All right.
Mary didn't have a baby.
All right.
She never was in the manger. It's going to be in vain.
Yeah.
Huh? Think about it. It's in vain.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph going around barring it. It's in vain. That tomb he bought is in vain. Can you imagine?
Mm-hmm.
Everything in vain. Now, it ain't happening.
All right.
Let me leave that alone before I preach it.
That's all right.
It ain't in vain, sister. Your preaching ain't in vain. God truly delivered you. God truly healed you.
Yeah,
it ain't in vain.
Yeah.
It ain't in vain.
Hallelujah.
How he walked the streets of Jerusalem. How he healed the lepers. It ain't in vain. Miracles after miracles. It ain't in vain.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
To not preach the resurrection is to say everything Christ did was in vain. It ain't no 50-50, 60-40, 80-20. Either he did everything the scriptures say or he didn't do none of it. Either he was born by a virgin or he wasn't. That's Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The married man. Either he turned the water into wine or he did. It's in vain.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't in vain. When
say
blood
that,
came pushing out of his thighs, it wasn't in vain. It's real.
Yeah.
Evangelist Renee believing God over the doctors wasn't in vain.
Amen.
That skin grew back over her foot wasn't in vain.
Amen.
No redeemer living. Now go tell the devil that one, huh?
Hallelujah.
He ashamed that he let Christ get away. He hated. He didn't know he was crucifying the Son of Glory. Had no idea. Because he didn't want us to get that glory. Too late. We can glory now.
Yeah.
Renee can glory. She got the victory. See, that's that's when you glory anyway. Is once you get the victory. You ain't got the victory over death. Just put your butt back down.
All right. Say that.
I may not believe that, but that's in the word of God. I'm not sure y'all that next week. But anyway. Hey, y'all be blessed, and we'll see y'all Sunday for the review. Bless God.